Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends, welcome to Mount Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 266. You can find that by going to mountainwomanradio.com/podcast-266. This is my favorite time of year. We are busy getting our firewood ready for winter, getting our meat stored up. The mountain man shot his bull elk last week, and I am planning to get mine in muzzleloader season, Lord willing. And we are butchering right now and getting our elk put in the freezer and put up on the shelves. It is a great feeling to be meat rich. And just encourage you guys to enjoy this season. It's such a wonderful season. I'd be recording this outside, but it's extremely windy today. So I wanted to save you from suffering with the additional noise. But if you are listening to both the Mountain Woman Radio podcast and the Faith-Led Healing podcast, you just need to listen to one this week. I am piggybacking the shows again because the information is pertinent and needed to be aired on both podcasts. Today is a really important subject. We've been discussing things that I feel are very vital because we need to be spiritually healthy so that we can be mentally and emotionally healthy so that we can reach our physical health. And today's subject piggybacks last week's subject. Last week was how do we handle these uncertain times? And this week we're going to talk about how to tell the truth from the lies. This is really important, and so was last week's subject, in that we need to pull into God. We need to pull in tight and create a really deep relationship with God. Papa desires us to have a relationship, a connection. And the deeper we pull in and the more we pull into Him, the more He shows up, the more we will hear His still small voice. The other important thing, like I mentioned last week, is the importance of just being still, being quiet, going off to a quiet place. For some of you with young children, that might be locking yourself in the bathroom for 5-10 minutes and just pulling into God. Or taking those 5-10 minutes after you put the kids to bed. For some of you, it might be getting out in nature. For me, I'm all over the place and I will take that time wherever I can. And I pull in, I hone in. And as I've shared before, it's a constant conversation with God. What does that have to do with the truth of the lies? Our world is upside down and sideways. What was once good is now considered bad. And what was once bad is now good. There are a lot of confused people in this world. There are also a lot of very fearful and scared people in this world. What they are lacking is that relationship with God. And when we pull in to God and we hear His still small voice, and that may be different for everybody. Some of you may feel His presence. You might feel those thoughts coming across and knowing that is God guiding you. You might have a friend speak into you because something was put on their heart by God to share with you. God speaks to us in all different ways. God shines in our lives in so many different ways. And the more we deepen that walk, the more in tune we become. The more we take time to be still and quiet and pull into Him and read His word, the more we can hear and see His direction in our lives. The next step to that is trusting Him for wisdom, knowledge, direction, and discernment. And to be seeking Him for that when things are in question. You know, we all are guided by the Spirit, whether we feel it or not, or our understanding that what we're feeling is the Spirit. He will lead the way. He will show us, and we will know. We will have a knowing of what is right and what is wrong. You know, even as children, we know and have that feeling. We know when we're doing something wrong. And the same is true today. And the same is going to be true with all the things that we experience. And, you know, even choosing the right people for the election that's upcoming. This should all be stuff that we are taking prayerfully to the feet of Jesus and asking Him to guide our steps, to give us the discernment we need in these uncertain times. We need to be putting these questions out to Him. We forget that we can ask Him the simplest of things. You know, I share this often, but I have a friend who struggled so greatly to get up with the alarm, to give herself an extra 10 minutes to do devotions with God. And she just finally was like, God, can you help me get up with the alarm? She gets up 10 minutes before her alarm goes off every day now. God will help us with the simplest of things. He hears our prayers. He knows our needs, and He loves us. And He is guiding us, but oftentimes we're so busy and so caught up in the hustle and bustle and the rush of life and the distractions of life and the fears and worries that are consuming us that we are not hearing His still small voice or feeling the direction that we should be going in. And, you know, if that is you and I'm describing you, that's when you need to just throw up your hands and stop. Slow the ship down. Slow down. Get in tune with God and pay attention, because He will show us. And something else that my family and I do on a very regular basis is we put a fleece out. You know, you've heard me mentioning about our desire to go to Alaska. Lord willing, you know, that's where we are headed. But we have asked Him, you know, if this is not your will for us, this is the fleece we're putting out. If this is not your will for us, make it crumble. If it is, open the doors. And it hasn't crumbled. The doors keep slowly opening. And we've got to remember His timing in all of this stuff. So I was going to say, you can't be discouraged, but it's a human feeling of discouragement when things don't happen in our timing and in our way. But you've got to remember that God's timing is going to always be perfect and always be better than what we could have ever imagined. So with that being said, you know, you put the fleece out and you ask, this is what the same thing we use for all things. If it's meant for us, make it happen. If it's not, make it crumble. If this is who we are supposed to be voting for, make it clear or make it crumble. You know, show us the way, lead the way. And He always does. He always leads the way. He always shows us. I'm using the voting just because this is something that's on everybody's mind, right? It's causing fear and worry and struggles for so many people. You know, you're anxious because we don't know what's going to happen before. We don't know what's going to happen during. We don't know what's going to happen after. But you know what? We wouldn't know anyway. It's something that we've just got to learn to keep moving forward. And as I said last week, trusting God to lead the way, trusting God to provide for our needs, trusting God that when things go in an unusual way, that there's a plan and He's on the throne. But you've got to be in tune. You've got to be willing to take the time. You take the time for all these other things, you know, searching endlessly on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or any of those, TikTok, YouTube, you know, pick your vice. you waste a lot of time throughout your day on those things, checking your emails. Where are you committed? Where do you want to find your peace? Where do you want to find the answers? Where do you want to be able to stabilize things and find balance? Commit to the thing that's going to give it to you. You know, there are certain things in our lives that we choose to commit to, and others we choose not to. I'll do my devotions if I have time. God's always there. He'll understand. Yeah, he might, and he will, and he's going to love you anyway. But the question is, what do you want to gain from it? You are missing the whole point if you're looking at it that way. You gain so much by having that relationship with him and taking that time every day, because you do find peace. You find joy. You find happiness. You find commitment. You find a great lacking when you aren't investing that time. And you'll find that thing you've been looking for in all the wrong places with him, because he is all of that. And he does provide all that you're looking for. You just need to be committed, just like you are to all the other things. Make the time. Commit to the thing that's going to guide you and give you the direction you need. And I promise you, you know, I didn't hear the still small voice much of my life. In my 30s, I was seeking it badly, and nobody knew how to find it. Nobody knew, could tell me how you get to that place where you hear it. So I kept seeking, and I kept seeking, and I kept seeking, and I began to find. And we are called to do that. Knock, and the door should be answered. Seek, and you will find. Keep seeking him. If you are uncertain in this world and not sure which direction to go, you got to pull into him, and you got to keep asking him to show you. And he will. And that is the key to living a good life, is just having that incredible relationship with God. He is the answer to all things. He is what's going to help you get through these uncertain times. He is the ultimate healer that will hold your hand and lead you to the other side of the healing journey you're on. The other thing that we've got to remember is to just be patient. And that is hard. You know, that's not a quality that our flesh handles well, but we've got to learn to be patient, and we've got to learn to trust his timing. And you know, when you're not getting answers and things aren't happening as fast as you desire them to happen, you've got to trust where he's leading and taking you. And, you know, to continue just pulling into him and asking, please keep me on the right path. Please guide my steps. Please take care of the anxiety and the fear and the worry that is just boiling over in my body. You know, we are fearful beings. You know, our flesh causes us to do funny things. The enemy, as I've shared, gets involved in our weaknesses and tries to exacerbate them. And, you know, we need to just keep pulling back in. We need to keep pulling back in. God, give me wisdom, knowledge, direction, and discernment today. Lead my day. I've shared this many times on my community lives that I do. Start my day by just demanding the enemy to leave. My eyes open, in my head silently, I am just telling the enemy to go pound sand and to leave in the name of Jesus. And then I ask God to fill me up. Fill me up with your love, your mercy, your grace, your direction, and guide my steps. It's a simple prayer, but it's a very powerful prayer, because right now the enemy is on the prowl. He wants us disheveled. He wants us overwhelmed. He wants us distracted. He wants us going down the wrong path. He wants us in a place of fear and worry. We don't need to live out of that space. I've said it many times and I'll say it again. We can have a good life through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we have to realize that comes with that relationship. We have to have that relationship. We can't just be running to him when things are bad. We need to be praising him when they're good. We need to be pulling into him when they're good. The more you do that, the better off you're going to be in the bad times, because you're so connected with him and you're growing your faith and your trust muscles in such a tremendous way that when you do go through a valley, it's not near as hard. I say all these things, and I know that many of you are like, how in the world? But again, as I shared, I just kept seeking. I just kept seeking and seeking and seeking and pulling in and deepening that relationship and reading the word. And yes, just like you, I read the word out of the King James and I did not understand it. I did not get it. It was not computing. So I switched and I read from different versions. The NLT, the ESV, the HCSB, and you can go to Bible.com and look all of them up. Find a version that really resonates with you, that helps you to understand it. The other thing you can do is pray, God, please help me to understand what I'm reading. He will do that. Guide my steps as I'm reading your word. Show me what I need to see. He will do all that too. It is just beyond profound how he leads me through my Bible. And it's a really powerful experience. I love my experience and my quiet time with God. He takes me down such amazing paths and leads me and gives me the comfort and the strength and the courage that I need to keep going and to keep pursuing him and to keep pursuing life. And just keep seeking. This will all make sense. And someday you'll be like, this is exactly what she was talking about. And it does take time. There's no magic pill in this life for our health, for anything. The best things I feel in life come to us in a slow fashion. And there's so much to be learned in the journey and so much to be gained in the journey of life. But the world wants us in this fast, crazy pace. If you read the Bible, you'll notice that Jesus pulled in to God and he escaped and went to the quiet and he slowed things down. He wasn't racing the clock. He was pulling in because he knew when he pulled in, he would be fed. He would be given what he needed. He would be renewed. We all need renewal. There's so many different things in our lives that are pressing, you know, us for our time, our children, our spouses, our work, our finances. There's just so many things that need our attention. But when you start your day or take time throughout your day, depending what your schedule is, and pull into God, it all happens. It all comes together. And when we are serving out of a full cup, meaning that we are taking care of ourselves, we are able to serve out of such a different place. All those things that are pulling on us aren't near as hard to handle. And we're able to handle them with grace. And we're able to handle more because he's filling us up and giving us the strength and the abilities we need to do the things we need to do. My thing is always that we are putting God first. We are putting ourselves second. That's not out of selfishness. That is out of self-care. Because when we are putting ourselves second, we are between him and the other things that we are serving. And if we have that direct connection with him, it's keeping us solid where we need to be. So it's God first, then you, then others. So I look at it this way. Joy is Jesus, ourselves, and y'all. Focus on that. Keep yourself strong. Keep yourself in a good place. And I promise you, as you're pulling in and you're growing and you're maturing in your faith and in your walk with God, you're going to start to hear that still small voice. You're going to see his hand guiding you. You're going to just have the knowing of the direction you need to go in and the answers to all of your questions. Because as you take them to him, you're going to get the right answers and you'll be able to tell the truth from the lies. And you'll be able to see the right path in front of you. So that is my message for today. I hope this is helpful for you guys. I know that things are unstable. I know that this election adds a lot of stress to everybody just because there's so much uncertainty around this one thing. But he's on the throne and we are in good hands. Do your part. Get out, vote. You know, take that to God. Vote and do what you can and trust him for the rest. Trust him for the rest. So I love you all. I hope this was helpful. We're going to be talking about this subject all week in the community. So join me at faithledhealing.com/community. And I also want to extend an offer to you. I am doing a very special promotion in November. I have a lot of clients that really need to take their health to the next level, but finances are an issue. And I know that there's others that are holding off on doing things until things are a little better. God pressed it on my heart to put a special promotion out there because this is my passion. I love helping people. And I am very obedient to the calling he puts on my life. So I have breathwork MP3s that are on my website for those of you that could use 15 minutes of de-stressing or 15 minutes of renewal. There's all different kinds on there. I also have everything on my calendar for my one-on-one private sessions, whether it's integrative health or whether it is breathwork, and also my group sessions on there. And then we also have our special access community, and we also have our faith-led living and learning membership area for those of you that are wanting to learn how to do some traditional skills, learning how to make sourdough bread, learning how to garden or can or make leather shoes. All those courses are available to you. You can use coupon code Own Your Health, NOV50. And if that one doesn't work, use Own Your Health, NOV. And get onto our materials and participate. Owning your health is also living a healthier life. So learning how to can, learning how to garden, those are important skills to have in owning your own health. And it's also taking your life and your health into your own hands. So you can go to my website, faithledhealing.com. You can go to my calendar, faithledhealing.com/calendar, or you can go to my community, faithledhealing.com/community, and our membership, faithledliving.com/membership. And join us. Everything is 50% off for the month of November. Share it with your friends and get involved. Learn to take your health and your life into your own hands and take care of yourself and stay connected with the source. He's the answer to it all right now. So I love you all. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.